Phobias, especially those related to animals, can be deeply distressing and sometimes debilitating, affecting daily life and activities. Whether it's the sight of a spider, the presence of a dog, or the thought of encountering a snake, these fears can trigger intense anxiety and avoidance behaviors. In this episode of Health Square, we will explore the most common animal-related phobias, the underlying causes, and effective strategies for overcoming them. We'll also delve into the physiology of fear, share intriguing facts, and discuss famous incidents related to these phobias. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive into the psychological and physiological aspects of common fears and how they impact our lives. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on a particularly widespread category of phobias, those related to animals. Whether you or someone you know struggles with a fear of spiders, dogs, or even birds, this episode will provide valuable insights into understanding these fears and ways to manage them. The physiology of fear, what happens when we encounter our phobias. To understand why animal-related phobias can be so overwhelming, it's important to look at the physiology of fear. When we encounter something we fear, such as a spider or a snake, our brain perceives it as a threat, triggering the fight-or-flight response. The amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for processing emotions, sends signals to the hypothalamus, which then activates the autonomic nervous system. This leads to the release of adrenaline and cortisol, the stress hormones that prepare the body to either confront the threat or flee from it. As a result, your heart rate increases, your muscles tense, and your breathing becomes rapid and shallow. This response is meant to protect you from danger, but in the case of phobias, it can be triggered by objects or situations that are not actually dangerous, leading to intense fear and panic. Did you know that researchers have found that some phobias, like the fear of snakes, ophidiophobia, and spiders, arachnophobia, may be deeply rooted in our evolutionary history? Early humans needed to be highly alert to the presence of venomous creatures, and this heightened awareness has been passed down through generations, making these phobias particularly common. Arachnophobia, fear of spiders. Arachnophobia, the fear of spiders, is one of the most common animal-related phobias. People with arachnophobia may experience extreme anxiety at the sight of a spider, or even just thinking about one. This fear can be so intense that it interferes with daily activities, such as gardening, cleaning, or visiting places where spiders might be present. An interesting historical note is that the famous explorer Christopher Columbus was known to have a deep fear of spiders, which was quite ironic given his bold ventures into the unknown. His phobia reportedly caused him considerable distress during his travels, especially when encountering unfamiliar and large species of spiders in new lands. A fascinating fact about spiders is that despite their terrifying appearance to some, most species are harmless to humans. In fact, spiders play a crucial role in controlling insect populations, making them important for our ecosystem. Fear of dogs. Cynophobia, the fear of dogs, can stem from a traumatic experience, such as being bitten or chased by a dog in childhood. This fear can be particularly challenging because dogs are common pets and often encountered in public spaces. People with cynophobia may avoid parks, streets, or any environment where dogs might be present. A famous example of cynophobia is Napoleon Bonaparte, the French military leader, who was known to be terrified of dogs. His fear was so profound that he reportedly avoided entire regions where he knew dogs were prevalent. Interestingly, dogs have been humans' companions for thousands of years, and they are known for their loyalty and ability to sense human emotions. Despite this, cynophobia remains a widespread fear, illustrating how personal experiences can strongly influence our perceptions. Fear of snakes. Ophidiophobia, the fear of snakes, is another widespread phobia, often associated with the fear of being bitten or poisoned. This fear can be evolutionary, as humans have historically needed to be cautious of venomous snakes for survival. However, for those with ophidiophobia, even non-venomous snakes or images of snakes can provoke intense fear. Indiana Jones, the fictional archaeologist, famously shared this fear. His ophidiophobia was a recurring theme throughout the film series, with his character often facing his fear in dramatic and perilous situations. Did you know that there are over 3,000 species of snakes, but only about 600 of them are venomous? Despite the relatively low number of dangerous species, the fear of snakes is pervasive, showing how deeply rooted this phobia is in human psychology. Musophobia, fear of mice or rats. Musophobia, the fear of mice or rats, is common and can be particularly distressing for those who live in areas where these rodents are present. This fear may be linked to the perception of rodents as carriers of disease or as pests that invade homes and food supplies. The famed author and playwright George Bernard Shaw had an intense fear of rats, which he often described in his writings. His musophobia was so severe that he reportedly took extreme measures to ensure his living spaces were free of rodents. In an interesting twist, many people with musophobia may be unaware that rats are often used in laboratory research due to their intelligence and social nature. Despite their bad reputation, rats have contributed significantly to scientific advancements. Entomophobia, fear of insects. Entomophobia, the fear of insects, can include a fear of specific insects, such as ants, cockroaches, or beetles, or a more generalized fear of all insects. This phobia can lead to avoidance of outdoor activities, gardening, or even opening windows in the home. Author Franz Kafka, known for his novel The Metamorphosis, is often cited as having a fear of insects. His phobia was so profound that it influenced his literary work, particularly the transformation of his protagonist into a giant insect, reflecting his deep-seated entomophobia. Interestingly, insects are the most diverse group of animals on Earth, with over 1 million described species. While they might be feared by many, they play vital roles in pollination, decomposition, and as a food source for other animals. Fear of bees. Apophobia, the fear of bees, often stems from a fear of being stung. This fear can cause significant anxiety during the warmer months when bees are more active. While bees play a crucial role in pollination, those with apophobia may struggle to enjoy outdoor activities in environments where bees are present. The musician Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen, reportedly had a fear of bees and wasps. Despite his flamboyant and confident stage presence, this phobia was a significant source of anxiety for him. An intriguing fact about bees is that they are responsible for pollinating about 1/3 of the food we eat. Without bees, our food supply would be drastically reduced, making them essential to our survival. Coelophobia, fear of sharks. Coelophobia, the fear of sharks, is often fueled by sensationalized media portrayals and movies like Jaws, which depict sharks as relentless predators. While shark attacks are extremely rare, the fear of being attacked while swimming in the ocean can prevent people with coelophobia from enjoying beach activities. Famed movie director Steven Spielberg, who created Jaws, later admitted that he developed coelophobia after working on the film, illustrating how even those who depict fears can be affected by them. In reality, humans are far more dangerous to sharks than they are to us. Millions of sharks are killed each year due to overfishing and habitat destruction, which has led to significant declines in shark populations worldwide. Ichthyophobia, fear of fish. Ichthyophobia, the fear of fish, can involve fear of live fish, dead fish, or both. This phobia can make activities like swimming in natural bodies of water, fishing, or even visiting aquariums a source of intense anxiety. Actress Scarlett Johansson has spoken about her discomfort and fear of fish, particularly when they are out of water. Her ichthyophobia has been well documented in interviews, where she described feeling uneasy even at the sight of fish in tanks. Despite their slimy appearance, many fish species are incredibly important for maintaining healthy aquatic ecosystems. Fish also provide a critical source of food for millions of people worldwide. Ornithophobia, fear of birds. Ornithophobia, the fear of birds, can range from fear of specific types of birds, such as pigeons or crows, to a more generalized fear of all birds. This phobia can make outdoor activities difficult and may lead to avoidance of areas where birds are commonly found. The famous director Alfred Hitchcock, who created the iconic horror film The Birds, ironically had a fear of birds himself. His ornithophobia is said to have inspired the terrifying scenes in the movie where birds turn against humans. Interestingly, birds are considered one of the most diverse groups of vertebrates, with over 10,000 species. Despite their varied sizes and behaviors, the fear of birds can be powerful, often triggered by their unpredictable movements and loud calls. fear of cats. Eilerophobia, the fear of cats, can be particularly challenging because cats are popular pets. This fear may be rooted in cultural superstitions or a past negative experience with a cat. People with eilerophobia might avoid homes where cats live or feel anxious in environments where stray cats are present. The ancient Roman general Julius Caesar is rumored to have suffered from eilerophobia, which is ironic given that cats were revered in ancient Egypt, a culture that influenced Rome. His fear of cats was reportedly so strong that it was used against him by his enemies. Despite their sometimes aloof behavior, cats have been valued as companions for thousands of years and are often associated with mystery and independence. Herpophobia, fear of reptiles. Herpetophobia, the fear of reptiles, often includes a fear of snakes, but can also extend to lizards, turtles, and other reptiles. This phobia can make outdoor activities like hiking or visiting zoos a source of anxiety. The British naturalist and broadcaster Sir David Attenborough, known for his love of nature, has admitted to feeling uneasy around certain reptiles, particularly large snakes. Despite his herpetophobia, he has bravely interacted with reptiles throughout his career to educate others about their importance in ecosystems. Reptiles have been around for millions of years and are some of the most diverse and adaptable animals on the planet. Their ancient lineage makes them fascinating, yet they remain a source of fear for many. Equinophobia, fear of horses. Equinophobia, the fear of horses, can develop from a traumatic experience, such as being thrown or kicked by a horse. This phobia can prevent people from engaging in activities like horseback riding or even visiting farms or rural areas where horses are present. The famous composer Ludwig van Beethoven was known to have equinophobia, which significantly affected his life. Despite his fear, Beethoven composed some of the most powerful and emotional music in history, demonstrating how phobias can coexist with greatness. Horses have been companions and work partners to humans for thousands of years. They are known for their strength, intelligence, and sensitivity, making them one of the most revered animals in many cultures. Conclusion: facing and overcoming animal-related phobias. Animal-related phobias can be deeply rooted and challenging to overcome, but with understanding and the right strategies, it is possible to manage and even conquer these fears. Whether through gradual exposure, cognitive behavioral therapy, or learning more about the animals we fear, taking steps toward confronting your phobia can lead to a more fulfilling and less anxiety-filled life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing animal-related phobias. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, facing your fears is a courageous journey, one that can lead to greater freedom and peace of mind. Until next time, take care.